Hello and welcome to episode 9 of series 2 of the Engaging Internal Comms podcast. This is the show for employee engagers and internal communicators who like to keep up to date with everything that is new in our profession. My name's Craig Smith from The Big Picture People. This is just one of our shorter episodes that we fit in between our interview shows, which go out every fortnight, and is just an opportunity for me to just share a resource with you and some ideas with you that we hope we will find useful. Just before I go on to the resource that I'm going to be sharing with you today, just a quick reminder, next week we have another interview episode going out, which is where we are going to be speaking with Nick Daggett. So Nick is from an organization called Invotra, and Invotra specialize in building building intranets for clients. So one of the things that we often hear clients talking about is around intranets, and particularly in the current climate where, you know, using Yammer and Workplace and Microsoft Teams, is there a relevance for intranets? And a lot of organizations still are using intranets and using them very well. So Nick is going to be telling us all about where intranets fit in or should fit in or can fit in with our communications mix, and he has some ideas on how to position that in our minds so that we can make sure that our intranets are relevant and that we're investing them in an appropriate way. So I think you find that really interesting interview. And obviously, if you didn't listen to last week's interview, that was with Tanya Pakuta from LeasePlan, and she was telling us all about how they've adapted their communications during the pandemic. And the idea there was we were looking at how do you adapt in a crisis situation and how do you change your channels. So that was last week's interview and next week's interview. But today, what I'm going to be talking to you about, and this builds on from the episode that we put out a couple of weeks ago on the 9th of March, which was all about determining your values and how do you start to look at your values or create your values if you've not already spent any time thinking about them and being able to articulate them and be really clear what they are. And during that, I talked about the fact that you may already have organizational values. You may already have values that you've spent time developing and communicating. And I should sort of rewind a little bit there. You, regardless of whether you think you have values or not within your organization, you have them. I think that one of the challenges with organizational values is that we sometimes get into a frame of mind of thinking that we've got to, you know, go on some magical journey and that we've got to kind of create something that doesn't exist. The fact of the matter is, and I think it's Jim Collins who used to talk about this in his work, is that organizations already have values. Our role as communicators and employee engagers is actually to uncover those values and to be able to articulate them consistently amongst ourselves. So all organizations have values. The myth that they don't exist is a myth. So the last episode, as I said, on the 9th of March was all around you getting to you to think about how you can identify and uncover those values. Today, I'm going to get you to think about assessing any existing values that you have within your organization. And the whole premise for this is that values only exist to serve a purpose. I should say that what I mean by that is that values only exist, articulated values only exist to serve a purpose, which is to help us and our organizations to drive behavior. They should act as a bellwether, as a sort of a route map for our people in terms of helping them to understand what it is we want them to do, and particularly what decisions we want them to make. I always say that good value, clearly articulated values that are well thought out, should ultimately drive behavior and decision making at the point of action. If we know what our values are, when we're faced with a dilemma or a fork in the road, we should know which route to take, because our values will guide us down that path. And that's where I think the real values of the value of values lies, in being able to being able to empower our people to know what we want them to do in certain situations that we can't legitimately predict. We can't legislate for every situation. So the resource that I'm going to share with you today, I'll give you the link in a minute how you can get a hold of it. It's to write down your organizational values. It's to act, it's then to get to you to sort of write down and think about how well does that act as a guideline for sustaining pride within our organization. Does it serve a purpose? Is it something that people are genuinely proud about? When we talk about our financial agility, is that something that really means something to everybody, or does that drive their motivation? So I'm going to get you to think about, you know, the connection between your people and the values. Then to go on to look at, does it really provide a point of decision making, a guidance for the decision making, the thing I've just been talking about there? Does it provide that day to day basis for the types of behaviors and actions that we want our people to be executing within the outside world or internally as well? And then also, how does it help us to decide where to allocate our resources and our priorities as a business at a strategic level as well? Does it provide us with an obvious route or an obvious way of trading off some of the decisions that we have to make at a corporate level as well? Does that value really guide our decision making on that? And an example I often use with that, I used to work for a food company, and one of their values was quality. Now, again, you know, I'm not going to get into the debate that around, you know, does that mean the same thing to everybody? I think quality could mean multiple things to different people. So there's a job that needs to be done there around defining that. But the way we used to use the story we used to tell when we would illustrate to people how we defined quality and why it was so important to the company was that the organization in the past had had issues where its raw materials had not been of a sufficient standard, and it was faced with the dilemma of fail orders and ramp down production because we've only got a finite amount of raw materials that we can use to make the product, and therefore we can't mass produce them to the standard we would normally do, or do we drop our quality standard and fulfill our orders and therefore obviously meet customer orders and demands and also sales targets as well? And the decision that was made there was to only produce the materials or the product that would meet our quality standards, and therefore meant we had to fail some of our customer orders, which we obviously explained to them why that was, but also we missed some of our sales targets as well. And that was used as a story to illustrate that we will never ever compromise on quality, even at the expense of some of our other kind of key areas of performance. And I think it's stories like that are often really important in terms of articulating values, but also illustrate whether that value is something that is really integral to our business and will shape the way that we plan and drive our business forward going forward as well. So, you know, that's just a story that I thought would useful to share with you. But it's actually part of this resource as well, is to ask you that question: how well does this resource, does this value act as a role, as a rule for allocating our resources and helping us to solve problems at an organizational level as well? So that's the resource. It's called Assessing Your Existing Values. So it does what it says on the tin. You can get that via our website, which is thebigpicturepeople.co.uk/resources. That's where you'll find that you can download that from our website. And it's under personal reflection exercises. So this is designed to be a personal reflection exercise, something that you would do on your own. However, you could equally do it with your team. You could distribute this around your team, get them to do the same sort of thing with the values, and you can then compare what you will come up with and whether you're congruent or whether there's alignment there or whether there's some misalignment perhaps across your organization. So we're going to be building on this in a couple of weeks' time with another resource that we will share with you, which we will build on this narrative that we've been building, which was we started back with getting you to have a think about meaning, what brings meaning to work. The last one we looked at in these short sort of series, these sort of episodes, was around getting you to think about what your values actually are. And then today we've been getting you to think about how you can use those values and assess those values, how productive and useful they are in terms of driving your business forward. If you've got any feedback on these resources or even the show in general, please let us know via our website. There's a form there on engagingic.com at the bottom of the page. You can leave us some feedback there, or you can get in touch with us via our email address, which is info@thebigpicturepeople.co.uk. And if you send us some feedback there, let us know what you think about these resources. If there's any resources that you'd like us to develop in the future that you would find helpful, link to the kind of work that we do around vision, values, and mission, and helping organizations to articulate that more clearly, then you are more than welcome to get in touch with us. So stay safe, and hopefully hear you. We'll get you back next week for next week's interview show, and also for future shows going forward. Take care. Bye-bye.